Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Humphreys, Brother, February 7, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in TDG 46, TMK 94. Brother Humphreys, the Lord is calling for you. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Malachi 3, verse 7. You are in a dangerous position. Spiritually, you have been going backward instead of going forward. If the Lord had not guarded and protected you moment by moment from dangers which you did not see, from perils which you did not discern, you would not now be among the living. Your life has been graciously preserved. You are regarded by the husbandman as an unfruitful tree, but his hand is stretched out still, and he says, I will give him renewed advantages. I will make my goodness and mercy pass before him. I will renew my invitation, and then, if he bears no fruit, let him be cut down. My dear brother, what have you been beholding? By beholding the imperfections of men and women, you are gradually becoming changed into the same likeness. Make a decided change, and look to Jesus, that by beholding his perfection, you may become changed into his image. Then his Spirit will take possession of your mind and character. By your piety and godliness, by your words and actions, by your spiritual activity for truth and righteousness, you will represent Christ. When a man turns away from human imperfections and beholds Jesus, a divine transformation takes place in his character. He fixes his eye upon Christ as on a mirror which reflects the glory of God, and by beholding, he becomes changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8, verse 9. Turn your eyes from the imperfections of others and fix them steadfastly on Christ. With a contrite heart, study his life and character. You need not only to be more enlightened, but quickened, that you may see the banquet that is before you and eat and drink the flesh and blood of the Son of God, which is his word. By tasting the good word of life, by feeding on the bread of life, you may see the power of a world to come and be created anew in Christ Jesus. If you receive his gifts, you will be renewed unto holiness, and his grace will bring forth in you fruit unto the glory of God. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to the mind, and faith takes hold of him. If you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you will know by experience the value of the great sacrifice made in your behalf upon the cross of Calvary. The Spirit of Christ, working upon the heart, conforms it to his image, for Christ is the model upon which the Spirit works. By the ministry of his word, by his providences, by his inward working, God stamps the likeness of Christ upon the soul. To possess Christ is your first work, and to reveal him as one who is able to save to the uttermost all who come to him is your next work. To serve the Lord with full purpose of heart is to honor and glorify his name by dwelling upon holy things, by having a mind filled with the vital truths revealed in his holy word. You can be a great blessing spiritually to your family, or you can be a great hindrance. That which you sow, you will also reap. What will be your harvest, my brother? Can you look forward with pleasure to the reaping time? The Lord has presented before me the cases of several who were sowing bad seed. Their thoughts and their words were far from being of that character that God can approve. These men have been blindly exerting an influence that is not spiritual, that does not strengthen the church. They are enshrouded in darkness. They are dishonoring God by scattering away from Christ. They have not exerted a healthy influence in the church, neither have they recommended the truth to others by exerting a right influence outside the church. Brother Hardy has indeed been a hard man in his home, unfeeling, unlovable, selfish, and self-seeking. His words of fault-finding and criticism have harmonized with your words. By your association together, his feelings and your spirit, which is so unlike Christ, have been strengthened. This kind of religion is not the religion of Christ, but a deception, a delusion of the great deceiver. His service is hard service, and is indeed to receive very hard wages. Could the veil have been withdrawn from before you and Brother Hardy, could you have seen what I saw, your tongues would have been silent. An angel was represented to me, writing in a book the words spoken under the influence of another spirit than that of Christ, a self-sufficient, self-deceived spirit. The words spoken, the spirit manifested, revealed the attributes of Satan. Said Christ, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Matthew 12, verse 30. Another messenger spoke, saying, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." 1 Peter 1, verse 15-20. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13-16. Christ is to be known by you. He is a spirit of liberty, leading away from the bondage of Satan to holiness, enabling us to serve God in righteousness and true holiness all the days of our lives. He has given you liberty to come near to God by faith, to enjoy communion with God, to worship God in spirit and in truth, and in the beauty of holiness. You may be a partaker of the divine nature. Christ does not accuse and condemn. He invites you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience, and love are the attributes of Christ's character. If you have the Spirit of Christ, your character will be molded after his character. But if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8, verse 9.